And now on Breakfast with Vossie, the back page with David Riccio. Thanks to Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. For Harley Heaven, the Telegraph's David Riccio still working his you-know-what off in the off-season with Rugby League. That's where we start this morning. COCO Tokiahu in our confirmation. He ain't going to the Dolphins. He's going to the Super League. Can I ask you this, David? Are the Dolphins in danger of not being competitive in 2023? Early shout.
Vossie, good morning. Look, I think they are. I think it's starting to get to the point where you can almost push the trajectory of the Dolphins back 12 months. And I mean that by the fact that the roster build just hasn't been there, and they are fast running out of high quality talent on the available market to sign for 2023. We know that, as you mentioned, they've missed Siwa Takiaho, Christian Welsh, Brandon Smith. They came in late, very late, with a big offer of around $600,000 to $650,000 for Blake Brayley down at the Sharks. He re-signed with Cronulla. And I firmly believe that the market is closing fast for the Dolphins to be competitive in 2023. Granted, when Wayne Bennett will be at the helm, and while ever Wayne Bennett's a head coach of a side, you would like to think a team would be competitive, but the high-quality players that we thought they would attract, it's just not happening, Bossy.
No, it's almost like they'd have to pay a Dolphin tax. Like, you know, whatever they've got, they're going to now have to look at it and add 20% maybe. So a $600,000 investment becomes, well, the offer's $720,000.
Right.
I think until Bossy, they get, you know, a number of players on board, they might have to do that.
Yeah. I just feel like they could have been quite bullish about this. And we've spoken about it before. To get one, you need to get two. It rolls on from there. And to get Kalyn Ponga and Brandon Smith in the same room together and say, guys,
yep,
this is the package, right? Kalyn, we're going to give you 1.3. And Brandon, we're going to give you 900. Let's go. Let's get this done. You've got 24 hours to sign. The ball would start rolling. It would have been a huge statement, but it just hasn't happened at this point in time.
Is Appy Korosau in the mix there, or what mail are you getting where he may end up? And it could be very soon that we find out.
Look, Vossie, 2 days ago I got a tip that Dolphins were keen for Appy Korosau. I spoke to management yesterday about the Appy Korosau and the Dolphins. Look, they denied any conversations had been held, but certainly I believe that he would be on their radar. I'm not ruling out Parramatta either for Appy Korosau, Vossie, but certainly the West Tigers are keen. 3-year deal tabled there. The advice, interestingly, coming from Penrith, a lot of close confidants within the Penrith inner sanctum that talk to Appy about his next steps are advising him to go to Parramatta, where he would be, they believe, almost a seamless fit into a strong forward pack, quality outside backs, and would be a good fit there. So I still think there's a bit of water to flow there with Appy Korosau, Vossie.
All righty. And look forward to you on deck again for the Telegraph this weekend. Rugby League never sleeps. I'm sure there's another drama just around the corner. David, thanks for your contribution this week on the program.
Thanks, Vossie. Go well, mate.